We are back.
We made
back
it.
From the void.
Even though, like, somehow we haven't melted, and we still made it for another recording.
Yeah, we have not melted. I'm happy to make the sacrifice of risking a little bit of melting to bring the people the content, bring our vast audience, bring Slide Nation the content.
If you were confused, if you were confused about which world you are in, we are not in the ice world of Sliders by any stretch.
No, we're not.
The Northwest, we are getting pummeled with the heat. But
yes, and we're out of it. But Aaron, tell me, who are we? What are we doing?
Despite our delirium, we are still three truths and a slide. I am one of your co-hosts, Aaron Schaefer. And through the magic of the saved files on internets, I'm here with Kristen Froberg. How are you, Kristen?
I'm good. I went on a trip, had some adventures. I slid. I've slid back to this reality and back to our joyful podcasting sessions that I truly have missed. So, glad to be back at it.
Nice. Yeah. So we do every episode. We go through one episode of the TV show Sliders, which started in the mid-90s, and it's basically about Jerry O'Connell's hair, and the rest of the show is just details. And I tell Kristen three truths and a lie about each episode, because I've seen it several times. She tries to guess what happens, and then
I do my best, and we're having fun, and that's the important part.
Oh, that's all that. That's the only score we're keeping. So far, fun all the way. So, Kristen, are you ready to go over Season 2, Episode 7, titled In Dino Veritas?
I'm very ready. I saw like a meme of Jerry the other day and I got excited. So yeah, I'm ready.
Nice. All right. So here's the list. So first truth, Wade and Professor compare their love for Jerry. Second truth, Wade tells lies to build trust. Third truth, Jerry flies a helicopter. Fourth truth, Jerry ruins an archaeological site. So I'll go over that again. Wade and Professor compare their love for Jerry. Wade tells lies to build trust. Jerry flies a helicopter. And finally, Jerry ruins an archaeological site.
Well, it might be because I watch too many MCU movies, but heroes ruining things in the in the course of, you know, trying to do a good thing seems pretty common. I don't know. These folks are destructive. I think that he does do the ruining an archaeological site. I want to say that the lie is Wade and the Professor compare their love for Jerry, and it's true that Jerry flies a helicopter. It's honestly probably the other way around. No, they would have a one-upmanship contest about... This is hard. I'm gonna go with actually the archaeological site. That's the lie. That's the slide.
All right, so the slide is Jerry ruins an archaeological site. That's the prediction?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's jump into the vortex and see if we can find some more manageable heat.
All right.
We have returned.
We've returned.
Don't judge all books by its Latin cover. You know what I mean? So, Kristen, let's get right into the four lies, because we definitely have some ground that we need to cover on this episode. So first, Wade and Professor compare their love for Jerry. Does that happen?
It happened. It happened, and it was powerful.
What about Wade telling lies to build trust? Can she build the trust?
I don't think that's what did it, but she certainly she told lies in an attempt to build trust.
Does Jerry fly a helicopter?
He doesn't, man. He doesn't.
What a miss. Another miss on the show.
But there was there was kind of a Schrodinger's helicopter. Is it there? Is it not? Like, we don't know. There was the possibility of a helicopter.
Schrodinger. Until the, it materializes, it could be there, it could not be there.
Oh, no, and I know the exact scene that it would have been very good for him to materialize in a helicopter, but that's okay. What he actually did was also great.
And does he ruin an archaeological site?
Boy, does he. And I took notes.
Notes for the historians. All right.
And if you can sense a different energy, it's because we're actually here together in the same room. The energy is palpable. We're both very excited to get into it.
Okay, so this episode is all about, there's three slides in this episode. There's the first world, there's the main world, and then there's a last world. So the first world, they wear truth dog collars.
I wrote banging outerwear and truth collars. That was what I observed.
The second world is...
Definitely not ripping off Jurassic Park.
Which came out 2 years before.
Yeah.
So not related in any way.
They had totally heard of velociraptors before Jurassic Park. It's fine.
And then the last world is they're on an archaeological dig.
The last world dig is womp womp world, because that's what Jerry does.
All right. So let's get into the truth dog collars. So Slade rolls in. She has big problems.
And I said, why didn't she just bob and weave like Jerry would have? Like in, what did she say she was in? Like the Sharper Image? She was being interviewed. Some guy started talking. She was probably minding her own business. And a man started talking to her and works for Hard Copy and somehow got the truth. And then she had to tell it to him. Because.
Yeah.
I mean, we may be eschewing our format a little bit, but I was really excited. What do you think? How should we go about it just to give the best experience to the listener?
I don't understand why she didn't just walk away. Like the dog collars forced them to keep talking.
Well,
like,
and then he was not a vital part of the episode. I thought that he would be a vital part of the episode.
Yes.
And it was Hard Copy, which exists in that universe as well. But he just showed up in time to... Now, Aaron, I had a question, and I think I know the answer. Normally, I'd say, surely they show this because this man knowing about it and filming it will, like, come back around on the series. I'm thinking, no.
Him and the pallbearer from season 2, episode 1.
Never they both, seen or...
they're both roommates in the same ether.
At this point, I love it. It's just, it's giving us characters that, it's like a foie gras. Like, you only need a little bit. Like, just, it's very rich. Too much would be bad for you. Just got to have a little taste.
And by the way, shout out to the prop department. Did you notice the television channel's name?
No, I didn't.
KGAB. KGAB.
Yes. Yes.
I know. I was like, this is what I'm here for. I'm all day long.
The prop department at Sliders, I don't know better people.
I know. I really hope that they went on to, I would say, bigger and better things.
What's bigger and better?
Adjacent things.
Yeah.
So this episode, another theme of this episode is lots of sliding off camera because there is a need to squeeze out that budget. They have a budget of CGI that gets blown this episode.
Well, and they also had a budget of Jerry O'Connell, who... Where was he? We talk a lot about him. He's in the beginning and he's at the end. He's neither heard nor seen in the middle of the episode. So honestly, I was like, is he off filming something? Because that's cool. I got to go look at that. But it was. I mean, there's this, I'm sure as a parent, you've never heard the song. We don't talk about Bruno. It's never crossed your path. What was on my spirit as I watched this episode was, we do talk about Jerry. And that's such a reach. That's such a reach. But if you were looking for an energy that could not possibly be more opposite from Encanto, it's probably this episode of Sliders. He's not in the whole middle of the episode, but they can't get him out of their minds.
So imagine like Jerry watching Jerry energy without Jerry in the room.
And it,
that's this episode.
That's this episode.
Yes.
I felt that it was a very meta episode. It was like, no, I have it in my notes. And I said, and that's it. And that's this podcast, their discussion about it.
I know. I'm like, they're talking about him more than Kristen and I do.
It was incredible. I loved it. I felt seen. Representation matters.
So So when they slide out of Truth Dog World.
Yeah.
And like right out of the gate, right into, let's just call it Dino World.
Yeah.
And or what should we call this world? Jurassic Park?
I mean, I wrote LOL Jurassic Park. No, we'll call it, how about...
Call it LOL no, Jurassic Park.
Aaron, did you ever have the experience of when you're a child and you see something and you're like, can we have that? And your mom says, we have that at home. Oh, look, they have Jurassic Park. They have the video of Jurassic Park. Can we get... We have Jurassic Park at home. The dinosaurs on this episode were Jurassic Park at home. And I loved it.
No. All right. So Jurassic Park at home, Slade like slides and her hand goes right into an egg. So Kristen.
Murder.
When you saw that, were you thinking dinosaur or were you thinking alien?
I was thinking dinosaur because that's more the vibe of the show. And I knew that Jurassic Park had pretty recently come out and it just, it felt right. And Jerry even says, maybe it's all just part of a park.
I didn't even catch that.
And then I said, I love an unexplained premise that features prominently in the next main segment, meaning the truth callers, like no, really no context given for why they have these things on. They were made to put them on, but they're somehow very important to an episode in which it seems like you probably could have had a dinosaur episode without truth callers. But Sliders, the writers, the creator, they're built different. Those are not having truth callers in the Dinosaur World episode. That's what you and I would do. That's what regulars would do. That's what casuals would do.
Civilians.
Yeah, plebs. They said, no, we're upping the stakes. There's so many things. No, because if you asked me to describe...
We're upping the stakes with dog truth callers.
Yes, no, because I mean, I feel like this cannot be the only show that had like a very dinosaur-centric episode shortly after Jurassic Park came out. And when they filmed it, it would have been. I'm just going to say I'm sure Sliders has just more elements in the episode than... It's... There's that one kind of shrimp that can like see an 18 color... Wait, it has like 18 different... I'm going to have to look this up. It's like the rainbow shrimp. I listened to like a very...
Each eye's a different frequency that it can
something,
see.
Something, yeah. Interesting. They're not like us. They're truly built different, and that's what it's like when you're making the Sliders dinosaur episode and you're on the creative team. This is unhinged, and it's only going to get worse. That's a promise.
Like, if I made an episode, I'd be like, well, the truth is the dinosaurs. No, the truth is a dog collar. Yeah, like, that's the next level.
And then holograms from San Jose? But we'll get to it. We'll get to it. And as a native Californian, that excited me. Representation matters. Yep. San Jose.
It turns out the place they land in is the Dinosaur and Spotted Owl Sanctuary.
I wrote that down as well. Okay, I think that I should... We're going full speed ahead. We're very excited to be discussing it in person. Usually you do a recap. Why don't I... I'm going to sit back. I'm going to sit with the material. Do you think you should do a recap or do you think we should just keep rolling?
I suppose I could get through some chronological stuff. Okay, so they land and there's trees all around them.
Yeah.
Did they land on the moon of Endor? Maybe. But there's a rumbling in the woods. Is it a speeder? No. Do they see the dinosaur yet or they just hear it?
I think they hear it. I think that, does it only cut away to it? Cut away to it after they run away.
I think so. And then so the professor bolts, and the professor legitimately outruns everyone every single running scene. And that was one of the three truths that I initially wrote down.
Wow.
But it didn't really fit in with like the narrative of the three truths in a slide, so I left it out. But Arturo is getting the steps in this episode.
Well, I mean, until he's not.
That is, yeah. And then
foreshadowing.
And then there's a return to the mean with his steps. That is for sure. So as they're running away from the dinosaur, the timer falls onto the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had a chime, I need a chime for this or something, because my heart goes out of my chest every time the timer is separated from our heroes.
I know that about you. That stresses you out a lot. My heart goes out of my chest every time he drops yet another crucial thing out of his pocket and doesn't understand that
And from whose pocket did this timer and it's, cascade from?
It's the professor. And it's not like it was an earbud. It's not like it was...
Loose change, a pen.
No, it's always giant plans that are like you could...
You could set a table with.
Yeah.
It could be a placemat.
Yeah, or the timer, but...
So, it could be a doorstop.
So he's parted from it.
So
they are.
By the way, could we get the professor like a pair of gaiters already? Like zippers on each pocket, zippers on the legs so that he can have like more aerodynamic running to where he could get even a farther head start from everyone else. Business casual professor, mm-hmm. I think.
I'd like to see a business casual professor.
I think that's what the people want. So then there's shots of the dinosaur, and this episode did air April 26, 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park came out sometime in 1993.
Yeah.
Certainly in pre-production by the time, Jurassic Park Mania erupted. So,
oh yeah.
But I do appreciate their restraint of not having a puddle ripple. Like there was no water rippling shot.
Yes, there was not. I mean, is the thing they're the most afraid of even a T-Rex, Aaron?
No, it is not. You're right. It is the nuance of which dinosaur they chose to harass our heroes.
Which is a favorite of mine. I'm not making this up. I have loved the Allosaurus, the mighty Allosaurus, ever since I was a child with inaccurate little dinosaur books. Allosaurus. I love to see that guy. Or well, this is a lady. This is a female dinosaur. We come to find that out,
yes,
because this dinosaur is very mad about what had happened, which is that Wade, I mean, we would say it like she accidentally smashed the egg. The hologram from San Jose certainly seems to have this was a violent attack. You took her child out. Mentality.
Yeah, they so it's a no-fly zone.
Yeah,
this whole spotted owl sanctuary situation.
So that's it right there. You know that helicopter's not coming for you, fam. Like
so then our heroes run and they run into a cave,
mm-hmm.
And as our professor is nursing his injury, Slade decides to check out the back, and what does she discover, Kristen?
Was this where she saw the dinosaur?
Yeah, well, no, because
separated from Jerry.
Yeah, I glossed over. So they realized that the professor was another clumsy maneuver.
They have neither the timer nor Jerry when they get to the cave.
Yes. So Jerry runs back for the timer. And even though they're a hobbled crew that goes up to a cave, Jerry's not able to like go back and return to our heroes for a long time in this episode.
It was like in the classic Battlestar Galactica episode 33. He didn't make the jump.
And he, so she goes to the back and she discovers, what is it? Eggs in mangers. And
mangers.
She discovers an egg nativity situation. And she's like, people. And so we...
Oh, right. That's what makes her aware that there's people.
But I gotta say, like, I wish that this whole episode, that's when they showed the credits. That they, like, changed things around and waited to show the credits. Because this could have been a man versus beast episode where they're just, like, fighting against the dinosaur the whole time. I had no idea people would be involved until they were rolling, like, the starring credits. This person and this person and this person. I'm like... Oh, so a bunch of people are going to materialize in these woods where we don't see anyone right now.
Well, and okay. In some cases, pretty almost literally materializing.
And so shortly after she does that, the Allosaurus,
representation matters,
is checking things out from the skylight up above.
Beautiful, majestic.
And is it Jerry or Slade that chucks a rock at it?
Oh, Jerry's big moment comes later.
Oh, yeah. Jerry's not even in there
yet. I think they're all just like screaming about how it looks mad.
Yeah.
At that time.
And then, and so and then the San Jose hologram.
Yeah. So she's a park ranger. She explains to them that they're at the, I wrote it down and you said it, like the National San Francisco Dinosaur and Wild Owl Reserve or something like that.
Spotted Owl.
Spotted Owl Reserve, which it seems to me that the safety of the spotted owl would be compromised somewhat by coexisting with velociraptors and allosauruses, but who am I to say?
It's an ecosystem I don't understand.
So she's just really mad at them from the jump. I'm just picturing her, you know, like a really... I watched No Country for Old Men recently. You know, just a really busted looking guard shack. That's where I envision this woman. She's coming to them live from that kind of situation.
And then so Slade decides that she needs to pretend to look for Jerry to make herself feel better. And then is this the point, like this early on in the episode, where they start having a Jerry off, her
no,
and the
not,
professor?
Not yet. Because so they're screaming about the dinosaur. This woman who is simultaneously dealing with like Josh Brolin and Tommy Lee Jones in the film No Country for Old Men. No, I was thinking of like guard shacks that I wouldn't really want to be in. And that's what came to my mind. She is she's in San Jose. She yells at them. She's convinced that they're poachers because how else could they have gotten here? And they are trying to explain it to her. I think it is at this time, probably, that is this when Wade tries to demonstrate that she's not lying by wearing the truth collar and getting zapped?
Yeah, and then she starts like twitching while she's doing it.
And the professor's like, so this is not working. But she's like, you're poachers, and I'm going to have you all arrested, basically.
And then so Rembrandt, so the professor makes some snide comment to her. Rembrandt like sticks up for her, and then Slade shreds Rembrandt after the professor has belittled her. She attacks her protector.
Is that... Yeah.
I was like, what is this dialogue? Why is she coming after Rembrandt? And Rembrandt, by the way, for someone who is on screen more than Jerry, gets less screen time than Jerry, less attention than Jerry.
Yeah. Once again, I was trying to think, what does Cleveland Derricks have to do in this episode? Not a lot. He's there for the, he's basically there for the group scenes, but not, yeah, there's just, he's not allowed to be in the in memoriam, possibly Jerry sequence. Like who can say?
And then, So the professor then hatches the plan and Rembrandt leaves to do the plan. And then the professor starts teaching a class on passive aggression. Like, is it getting cold in here?
But
is it just me?
He also delivers the line when he's trying to explain it to the park ranger. We have found a way to slide between one world and another interdimensionally. And just his delivery of it is why this man is great. He's really going for it with that line. He's really doing what needs to be done. Oh, and then she says, like, she's going to find them because she's good at her job. I just said, when someone annoying says they're good at their job and the professor just laughs. it entertained me.
Oh, and then, it's during Rembrandt in the Woods. That's when they have their love fest.
Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, I was jumping ahead.
Which,
yeah.
But I've reached the love fest in my notes. Do you have anything else?
Oh, no, please. Let's frame it in your notes first.
So I said, LOL, she said, remember, on Naked Planet. And then the professor went off on a big tangent. So
I don't remember her talking about Naked Planet. No, she talked about Naked Planet?
He brought it up.
Oh, he brought it up.
No. So she said, yeah. And I honestly, after seeing it twice, I can't remember how she got into it. But she said, remember that planet where, I guess it was a nude planet. And he has self-deprecating jokes about how that wasn't any of their best moment. But from here, Wade says something like, yeah, I don't know if y'all knew that I had the biggest crush on him. Girlie, we did. That's okay.
No, way to bury the lead, Slade.
Yeah. After all we've been through, I just love him without condition. And it's like, this is a lot of emotions that has come from the remember the time we were on Naked Planet. Like, I'd give my life for him. I think all of us would. And that is the thesis statement of this podcast. because that's how we feel. Just sitting around talking about Jerry. I love him and I would give my life for him. And that's the way it should be. But they feel, I mean, just it's a very deep, intense moment. And when you said it on my slide, lie options, I could never have imagined this. But
did you ever watch the show Walker, Texas Ranger?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, so Aaron Norris is one of the writers on the show, and Chuck Norris's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they write the most heavy-handed dialogue that is pro-Walker that you could ever write. They have not written anything as heavy-handed as this scene. I was like, this wouldn't make it onto Walker, Texas Ranger. This is like really syrupy stuff going on here.
But also, where was the lie? Because
three truths and no lie.
Three no lies in that scene, not one. The professor, positively Misty, is he's like first year student, a tall, gangling, annoying lad. Like he's going into a reverie. It's and then he says, he talks about first class mind. That boy is well. I feel he is. I can see it in my bones. I don't know if that was the actual quote or if I just wrote it down wrong, but
that's the way it was vibing.
That's exactly the frequency. It. The professor has good vibes about the Jerry safety situation.
Yeah. And rightfully so. And so, do you have more notes on the Love Fest?
No, it just, I ran it back several times. I enjoyed it very much.
And then, so we cut back to the woods. And Kristen, have you lived until you've seen an Allosaurus looming over the right shoulder of Rembrandt?
No.
So we don't say this often, but if you have not seen this episode, you need to see this episode.
This was a quality episode of Sliders. I would say you could watch it out of context. I could say if you're wanting to get a friend into Sliders, show them this episode. And I'm not going to make fun of the CGI in the series because I like a lot of the Marvel Disney shows. It's been out for a minute, but Ms. Marvel, what an absolute delight. I like to listen to podcasts about this. Much has been made of the CGI choices on some of the Marvel shows. I really like the Midnight Boys podcast. So I'll just throw that out there. A couple of them were saying, like, look, it's a TV show. They have the TV show budget. And that was absolutely how I felt about the dinosaurs on this one. I was like, it's a TV show in the 90s. These dinosaurs look exactly like what they need to look like. It's doing it for me. Perfect. No notes.
I love a TV show budget in the 90s of sci-fi delivering CGI. I love it. It's like a sonnet, because if you have more than 7 lines, it's not a sonnet.
Yeah.
If you have less than 7 lines, it's not a sonnet.
Exactly,
so
7.
It is a sonnet. It is perfect the way it is. George Lucas, do not get your hands on, what are we on?
Don't go season back and 2, digitally remaster.
Episode 7 of Sliders. Leave the master the way it is.
Perfect.
The Allosaurus shot first. That's the way it is in this
exactly.
show.
Exactly. And then the poacher saved them from the Allosaurus. He says, don't worry, just mildly injured it. And then for some reason I have written Wade, who suddenly cares about velociraptors.
Advocate.
Yeah.
So Slade somehow, like, after this Allosaurus, who's supposed to be an apex predator of this episode, is like Rembrandt.
Yeah, the velociraptor is just kind of in a cameo, sort of a.
Yeah, but Rembrandt is literally in this dinosaur's shadow at night.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow Slade saves him and they make it back to the cave safely. And they go back, and there's this bromance and poacher. And
yeah. This is when Wade suddenly cares about Velociraptors, and the guy's like, don't go weepy on me for the little green bastard. This guy's the VIP of the episode. Just the way he delivered all his lines, he says, no. So the hologram lady appears and is like, you're doing bad, unethical things with the dinosaurs. And he's like, dinosaur carcass is used for cancer research. I don't know. Whenever anything needs to be justified in a show, they use cancer research as an excuse. And just as a person who has, you know, had cancer, I wish that dinosaurs had been involved in my healing. I would have had a better attitude. No, actually, because that would mean dinosaurs had to die. I don't know. I just, if someone, they were like, Kristen, this chemo has dinosaur energy in it, I would have been like, yeah, that's right. That's
primal. So he and the hologram spar over the ethical dilemmas of the dinosaur situation.
I feel very grateful that it did not become a larger thing. What they gave us was what they needed to give us.
And then he switches on the jammer, jams the signal.
Yeah.
And then he's mad at our heroes that the hologram saw his face and he's been eluding it for years.
Years.
Well, why didn't you have the signal on in the first place, dude man? Like, plot hole. Not a fan.
I didn't take too many notes about that. Just like, they argue.
And then, so then the night comes and he's like supposedly sleeps with an eye wide, like open, and Slade sneaks out. He grabs her at night. And during this whole scrum outside, we see the dinosaur's perspective, the grainy footage.
I said, when we went to DinoCam and Jerry appeared and yelled and threw a rock, that was cinema. No.
Cinema.
Because the DinoCam POV isn't different enough that you might immediately, like, if you're just kind of casually watch it, like, I didn't pick up on it the first time because I was multitasking, but when I watched the second time, I was like, we got Dino POV? Wow. And it's just, it's absolutely in color. It's in no way changed. It's just kind of blurry.
And the smoothest gimbal that you've ever experienced in your life.
Yeah. And then here comes Jerry and he yells at it. And I feel like he says mildly a bad word and throws a slur. No, that's all right. He throws a rock.
He throws a slur and the dino goes away.
He throws a slur at the dinosaur. He tells the dinosaur that the dinosaur has become part of the woke mob. And then... No. He tells,
what are you, a dinosaur?
He tells the dinosaur that it's too sensitive and needs to get a job. No, he throws a rock at the dinosaur.
And the dinosaur responds by going after the guy with a gun.
Yeah.
And
R.I.P.
And then
gone too soon.
And so our MVP is trying to reload his gun, but too late. The smooth gimbal zooms in on him at a frightening pace.
And he didn't say clever girl, but I heard it and I thought it.
And then as they're escaping, the hologram tells them where the timer is.
Yeah, she's had a change of heart. She said, LOL, no, helicopter ain't coming, but what I will do for you is tell you where your little remote is.
But, so, could we talk about the plot hole of what is, like, how would the helicopter help anyway? Because
they
didn't have the timer. How would this helicopter help them?
I mean, like, possibly not get eaten by dinosaurs, but who can say?
But they're in a cave that the dinosaur can't reach them.
Well, like, but she said that dinosaur can outlast you.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They would like starve or whatever. All right. That's fair. And they don't know when they're supposed to slide.
All yeah, right. Yeah.
So then our heroes are faced with two large vials of liquids that can aid in their escape. One is a repellent. Mm-hmm. The other is an attractant to an Allosaurus.
Dinosaur repellent is the best thing. Once again, loved it. Perfect. No notes.
And what this whole plan felt like, there was no plan.
There was no plan. Just run like, for it, guys.
But they were like, all right, let's have a plan. And then it like goes to the next scene. You're like, okay, I'm going to watch a thing where there's a plan. There's the plan is Slade standing and like, I don't even know what the plan is.
The plan is try to get to the timer.
I was hoping for like some like logical thing of like, you don't know which is the repellent and which is the attractant. So what is like a clever way where you throw one at them, at the dinosaur, throw another one at a tree that's kind of near mm-hmm. you. You know, I was like, oh, what clever like MacGyver, like Columbo type of a resolution are they going to have with all of this? And it's just run and gun.
I mean, for me, I thought, yeah, it's kind of another thing. It doesn't really need to be in the episode, but yet it is in the episode. And now I'm thinking about Allosaurus repellent and it coming in the same kind of spray bottle that like mosquito repellent that also does not work very well comes in. And it's just great stuff. And then I wrote, I mean, I said a lot of things were the best thing about this episode. The Allosaurus coming for them is the best thing. Each shot of the Allosaurus yes. is cinema and art. I loved it.
And so Slade shoots a flare. And then she hits the bottle on the tree and they all jump in. And who is last through the vortex?
It's the Allosaurus. And then I am not entirely clear, Aaron, on what happens next.
So our heroes slide into the next realm.
Right.
And in the next realm, they all... It is maybe the most awkward slide we've had this show.
It's very awkward, but was that supposed to be the Allosaurus? Because the implication to me is that that Allosaurus somehow came through, like, just...
No, so it's like how different, like, things manifest in different...
Oh, okay.
So in this world, the Allosaurus didn't live, and that an equivalent Allosaurus was buried in the same spot.
I thought she came through and she was nice and fresh.
And so then there is a perfectly preserved bone
perfectly.
That has been extracted and left on the ground.
Mm-hmm, like you do.
And at first our heroes are moving around it and everything's fine. But then Kristen, how do things turn south?
Womp womp. Jerry just steps on it. Steps on it, breaks it right in half. And then the look every... Okay, tonally it reminded me of the way the... And then an earthquake took out San Francisco right as they all escaped moment.
Yeah.
The looks everyone gave each other, I was like, I'm unclear as to how we're supposed to feel. I mean, I'm feeling like I want to revisit just like looking up Allosauruses on Wikipedia, but I don't know how the episode wanted us to feel.
Yeah, I didn't understand what the messaging was with all that, because it was like awkward when they arrived, and then it was awkward when he stepped on it, and then awkward when it faded out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what? Like, this is like a weird, awkward tone to end this episode on. From like all of this intensity of this, like, it feels like there would be a more succinct way to button it up.
It was somehow a deeply chaotic episode where not very much happened and Jerry was barely in it. And yet, great episode of Sliders, I would say.
Yes.
Deeply entertaining.
Definitely.
Wonderful.
Like, strong in the stride of the slide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very
stride
strong.
Of the slide. That's, I like that.
So we've exhausted my notes. Anything else?
No. And I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't bother with a sliding made a difference because they gave it to us in the show. We could play the dialogue of where they talk about how much they love Jerry with the music, but they kind of handed it to us this week. Yeah. I'd die for him. We all would. Boom.
It is its own episode of its own sliding made a difference built into the episode.
Meta.
Yes.
Well, and maybe that is how sliding made it created the metaverse, actually. This episode of Sliders.
Well, we are on Instagram.
We are
technically on Twitter. And I got a small bit of inspiration on something to put on Twitter.
Oh.
So coming near an online click near you.
Watch the space.
And Kristen, is that it for this episode?
That's it for the episode. I'm excited for the next one.
Well,
I've been told it keeps the energy up.
Kristen, when can someone listen to another episode?
On the flip slide.